In case you haven't noticed, cybersecurity has become the top concern of federal agency IT and program people. Now, a new study finds a highly robust cybersecurity services industry in the DC region, but the products it uses aren't made here. It's all documented in a study by Jonathan Aberman, chairman of Amplifier Ventures. He joins me in studio with more. And Jonathan, what was the genesis of this survey of the industry in the first place?
Well, Tom, in addition to Amplifier Ventures, I manage a consortium, as it were, called Tandem NSI, which operates nationally that connects national security agencies with innovators. And I've also been doing a fair bit of policy work here in the D.C. region with groups like the 2030 and some counties to try to figure out how to grow the local economy. And cybersecurity is on everybody's lips. And we consistently hear our political leaders and people involved in economic development talk about how cyber is a great opportunity for our region. But I couldn't find a comprehensive list anywhere, I mean literally anywhere, of the companies that actually did cybersecurity in the region.
So how'd you find them?
Well, fortunate enough that with the Tandem Network, we already am in contact with a lot of the innovators in this region and around the country that do cybersecurity. So we started with that. There's publicly available databases you can grab a hold of. You can follow federal funding. We then engaged a bunch of entrepreneurs and people that are active in the industry on an informal and formal basis and shared information back and forth. And we came up with a list of 967 cybersecurity companies in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. And as far as I'm aware, it's the only publicly available list that's out there. You can go to the Tandem NSI website and you can register, and all the companies are there. And if a company is not there and they want to be, all they have to do is drop us an email.
So 960-some companies. No wonder there's a hunt for talent by all these outfits competing with the federal government. How would you characterize the companies?
Well, what's interesting is that when we look at it, and again, this is another reason why we did the study. We wanted to find out not just whether or not a company was truly in cybersecurity, but whether it delivered services or product or a blend and solutions. Because again, this is something that a lot of people talk about, but I didn't get the sense in my role as an investor and a community leader that people really knew. So here are the highlights. The highlights are that we are and continue to be heavily reliant on the federal government for cybersecurity. It's very clear.
For revenue.
For revenue. At least half the companies on the list get at least some of their revenue from the federal government. We will trace that by looking at publicly available databases, and we suspect the number is a lot higher. The majority of the companies that do cybersecurity in our region are service and solutions based. In fact, it's 95%. Only 5% or so are product-oriented. Roughly 40 companies out of 967 are product-based. That is indicative, I think, of how our region has grown its industry, and it's also indicative of the large opportunity that I and others have spoken about over the last couple of years. It's a big opportunity for us, and now we have a baseline to go after it.
Now, the cybersecurity product industry is dominated in some ways by a few very large players, but there are also maybe, we don't know how many, hundreds, thousands of companies producing what the federal government calls tools for cybersecurity. And I guess it's these tools that are used by our local companies in the provision of services to the government.
I think that what our region is really, really good at is integrating and bringing together technology solutions into a common stack or common delivery. I mean, that's what the government contract integrators really do well. And that is our strength. And as we're seeing now with the Pentagon's efforts and others to go out and find innovation, you know, finding innovation is important, but ultimately you have to deliver it. And so to your point, there are companies here that do tools. Many of them deliver them as part of an overall solution. There are companies that create products, and there are companies that provide services where they may be getting the tools from a local company, or they may be getting them from someplace else. I can't tell you that based upon where we are with the database. That's a level of granularity that, frankly, you'd have to talk with each of the companies individually to do that.
We're speaking with Jonathan Aberman, chairman of Amplifier Ventures. And so for the government, which is going to Silicon Valley, trying to find this nirvana of new product innovation, is it really necessary? Because if the products come in from wherever, Silicon Valley or all over the country, all over the world, but you have a good delivery channel mechanism to the government through the contractors that are local, does it really matter all of these treks to the outlying areas?
Well, yes and no. So what matters is that as we saw just last week with the denial of service attack against the internet about a Friday ago.
Wasn't it peaceful for a couple of hours?
It was peaceful for a couple of hours, but as we see with the Yahoo breach and so forth, cybersecurity is a growing and virulent threat. It's not going to change, and it requires agility as a way to address it. If we're just talking about cybersecurity, the approaches to cybersecurity require agility, and a lot of the agility exists in small teams. What we see, and I'm involved in innovation a lot through Amplifier and Tandem, innovation often happens in small groups of agile people. And so Silicon Valley has a business model, as it were, that tends to reward agile innovators. But we have that here in D.C. as well. So the answer, should the Pentagon be looking elsewhere? The answer is the Pentagon should be looking nationally, as should every agency, for innovation from agile teams. We have a lot of agile teams here, Tom, and I think that where our region really shines is that a lot of the people that are involved in innovation here, whether they're in a product company or whether they're involved in a service solution company, are here because they choose to serve the public interest. You know, my friend Mike Daniels, who actually was one of the people who helped us with this report, is chairman of Invincia, but has been in part of the government contract industry for a long time and is active here in the Valley. He said to me a couple months ago, he said, you know, John, the biggest difference between entrepreneurs here and entrepreneurs in the Valley is out there it's all about making money, and here it's about serving the public interest. And what I find when I do my work with Tandem or Amplifier, and I go and I talk with program managers and govies here in town, being able to understand how they think about things is a skill that, frankly, Washingtonians and people in this region just have better. So the challenge is, and this is why I did the report with my colleagues at Tandem, is let's stop congratulating ourselves for what we have or could have. Let's actually have a baseline that talks about what we do. And let's build the infrastructure to support greater agility.
So perhaps knowledge of the look of the industry here could encourage more product builders to say, hey, this is a great region, we should be here also.
Well, number one, now every politician and every community leader that talks about this region being a cybersecurity industry hub now has data to support it. It's not a hypothetical, it's an actuality. People can go to this report and they can see that places like Fairfax County, Montgomery County dominate cybersecurity services. It's not hypothetical. There's a heat map in the report. People can look at and say, well, where are the product companies? And they'll find that there are a lot out by Fort Meade, and there are a lot in Northern Virginia. You know, it gives everybody a baseline. And I think that that's incredibly important for whatever comes next.
Well, there are some great statistics in this report. I'm just going to point out one, that your chart showing government procurement from cybersecurity businesses by state. Virginia is actually almost twice as big as Maryland.
Well, again, if you look at the history of how this
region has grown. And three times as big as D.C.
Well, D.C. has a lot of disadvantages with respect to the cybersecurity industry, but the largest one being it hasn't been really a government contract hub
right.
for any period of time. Look, let's make no mistake. The reason why we are strong in cybersecurity is because we are really strong at serving the federal government's technology needs, and we have been since the space race and the Cold War. And that was developed in Northern Virginia, so it's not surprising that cybersecurity money would flow to Northern Virginia government contractors more than Maryland government contractors.
Well, check out the report. Jonathan Aberman is chairman of Amplifier Ventures. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Tom.
And we will post a link to where you can download it and this interview at federalnewsradio.com.